The Philadelphia Orchestra has a genteel rivalry with its illustrious neighbor to the west, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Though not one of the so-called Big Five American orchestras, Pittsburgh is often thought to be in that league. And then there were those neck-and-neck European tours where Pittsburgh had more and classier dates than Philadelphia. And to add insult to injury, the two orchestras once arrived at the same airport, with Pittsburgh getting through customs first. Now the Pittsburgh Symphony is moving in on some of the Philadelphia Orchestra's home territory, with annual visits to the Mann Center. On Tuesday, their esteemed music director Manfred Honeck leads the Pittsburghers in Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. So what's the Philadelphia Orchestra up against? The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns discovered a surprisingly gentle conductor who isn't out to compete with anybody, but maybe leading Pittsburgh into another golden age.
He's a deeply religious, soft-spoken man from rural Austria who might not stand out in a crowd. How is it, then, that Manfred Honeck is able to create such cataclysmic Mahler and Tchaikovsky performances, especially considering that he was such a late starter? Until the age of 33, he was a rank-and-file violist with the Vienna Philharmonic. Now, more than 20 years later, the symphonies that many conductors first performed in their youth are having their first outings with Honeck through eyes that are both fresh and mature. The way he conducts the Tchaikovsky Fifth, the mainstay of his Mann Center program, you'd think that the symphony has been hiding in plain sight.
This symphony, because it's so famous and because it's very often not rehearsed very much, and everybody have played it 1,000 times, it gets a little bit lost. For example, in the end of the first movement, this is a march. But what kind of a march it is? Bim, bom, bim, bom, bim, bim. This is a military march, but with a group who go into death. And that's the reason why it goes always more down and lower and lower and lower. And in the end, you have only left over the bassoons and the contrapass. And when it starts the second movement, by the way, out from nothing, this is the connection. They disappear, and now it is another light. And you know that Tchaikovsky has said to the horn solo, this is the light.
Such detailed ideas often translate into agitated, individualistic performances with considerable heat. How does that happen with such a gentle soul? Many times, artists who have stable private lives are particularly adventurous artistically. Listening to Honeck's Mahler recordings with Pittsburgh, you wonder if he is one of them. He doesn't argue with the part about his inner stability, but Mahler, says Honeck,
he was the one who took the risks, actually. No, there is no composer before him who had such a revolutionary way of composing a symphony. And we know that Mahler was desperate. So the darkest darkness was in Mahler's music composed as well as the lightest lightness.
That's a theme that runs through Honeck's thoughts. For all of his originality as an interpreter, he talks about himself as something of a medium or a midwife. The kind of care and consideration he brings to a musical situation was quite apparent in 2006, when he conducted at the Kimmel Center, then as the Pittsburgh Symphony's promising guest conductor. It was remarkable how attentive he seemed towards the concerto soloist, again working to create a relationship between the organist and conductor that went well beyond professional respect.
With every soloist, it is extremely important to create a support for the ideas of the soloist and to help them to get their ideas out. And I like this very much.
What conductor ever landed a job by being benevolent and caring? Well, Honeck's success in Philadelphia prompted the Pittsburgh Orchestra's management to offer him the job. This attitude might also help Honeck to keep the job. When the musicians agreed to a 9.7% pay cut, he took one that was 10%. Is it any wonder that Honeck's contract was renewed through the 2019-2020 season? Lately, Honeck has been comfortable enough to start talking about the primary compass of his personal life, Catholicism. He prays before concerts, sometimes with like-minded musicians. He spoke about these matters in an interview with the New York Times, even though taking a religious stand in the United States often means taking a stand on political matters as well. Was Honeck being naive? No. He was being himself.
When I gave this interview in the New York Times, you know, some people said, Manfred, you should not do that, you know, and because you connect then art with religion. But, you know, I want to be myself, and I don't see my way of living disconnected with that what I believe. I mean, one of the most essential thing is to be true, and to be true yourself and to love people. I go a little bit with Mother Teresa's philosophy, help everybody.
One person he has definitely helped is the half-Jewish composer Walter Braunfels, whose music was suppressed by the Nazis in the 1930s and 40s, leaving the composer forgotten in the 1950s when he died. One of his biggest orchestral works is being championed by Honeck, a work titled Apparitions on a Theme by Berlioz, a big 45-minute piece that one critic described as sounding like Richard Strauss on acid.
Braunfels is one of my favorite, actually, composer. And I like Braunfels' language, sound language, and the way he expresses himself, I like his honesty.
Conducting always has a touch of alchemy. What's Honeck's secret? How does he give performances that simultaneously feel different and utterly right? The answer to this may well lie in one of Honeck's least favorite periods of his musical education, when his father induced him to learn the zither, a mainstay in Austrian folk music.
My father was a very simple man, you know, and he liked music very much, and he said, please learn it. And I had a teacher in Vienna who was not trained in music, but he trained me now, and he always taught me things in a waltz or in a march, you know, which I had to play in the sitter, which was not written. But then he said, might be it's not written like that, but we play it that way.
The zither, which to our ears sounds like Hawaiian guitar, went by the wayside, but the point behind it did not. Even in Mahler's symphonies, when the composer worked so hard to get every phrase notated with the performance markings that he wanted, there are still many aspects that can never be written on the page. Finding these aspects and translating them into sound is the difference between music and algebra, as well as between a curatorial performance and a living, breathing, high-definition one.
Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at the Mann Center in Philadelphia on Tuesday at 8. The program features works by Glinka, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky. On Wednesday, the Irish-born conductor and composer Emer Noon will conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra featuring the Philadelphia Singers' Chorale and The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses.